This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
The largest public works project currently underway in the U.S. is California's high-speed rail line. Despite years of setbacks and the recent wrangling between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom over federal funds, the project continues. If completed, it would connect San Francisco to Los Angeles with the country's first bullet train after more than 50 years of U.S. proposals. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports now on what that history tells us about the future of high-speed rail.
When Amtrak's Coast Starlight pulls away from Union Station in Los Angeles, it takes 12 hours to make it up to San Francisco. But another train once ran the same tracks 2 hours faster, in 1937.
And here's our modern trailblazer, Southern Pacific's swift streamlined Daylight, most beautiful train in America.
The Daylight was a streamliner, a sleeker, faster class of train rail companies introduced in the 1930s. Many hit speeds over 100 miles per hour.
By 1939, the 10 fastest passenger trains in the world were all U.S. streamliners.
Mark Reuter, the retired editor of Railroad History magazine, says the trains competed against the emerging auto industry until, after World War II, under President Eisenhower.
The highway construction program initiated by Ike is the biggest peacetime enterprise ever undertaken.
The U.S. decisively chose asphalt over train tracks. Cities also began building airports, and by 1965, train ridership had fallen 80%.
We lost our higher speed rail in a competition with airlines and also with auto trips.
UC Berkeley transportation professor Elizabeth Deakin says, meanwhile, in 1964, Japan launched the world's first high-speed line, reaching 130 miles per hour, using streamliner technology. President Lyndon Johnson pledged to catch up.
I will ask for funds to study high-speed rail transportation.
This kicked off 50 years of American attempts to build bullet trains.
This is not some fanciful pie-in-the-sky vision of the future. It is now.
President Obama in 2009. As the Great Recession worsened, he signed an economic stimulus package, which included $8 billion for high-speed rail projects, including California's. But Deakin says by this point, U.S. efforts face an additional hurdle other countries don't. Decades of transportation habits.
We fly, they take trains.
France or Italy could upgrade existing lines to make them faster. But when California builds high-speed rail, it starts largely from scratch. Crews are now laying concrete for the first 100 miles of high-speed track through the Central Valley. But the total price to connect L.A. and San Francisco has nearly doubled to $77 billion, leading new Governor Gavin Newsom to question the economics.
The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long.
University of Sydney civil engineering professor David Levinson argues it's not worth spending billions to recreate our passenger rail system because planes and cars actually get us between cities pretty well.
Intercity travel is not generally congested, while urban travel often is. So the question that you have to ask, is that the highest priority use of scarce resources?
In other words, California might better apply its rail money to fixing commutes within L.A. in the Bay Area and making it faster to get to the airport. But Jim Cohen, a transportation professor at John Jay College, argues high-speed rail will grow more essential in the future, especially in California.
Given its population growth, given its problems with sustainability, they need this third form of transportation.
That's assuming people will switch to a train. With so few existing rail passengers, it's hard to project ridership, an uncertainty that's pushed other train initiatives off the track. The same year Japan launched its bullet train, the 1964 World's Fair in New York debuted another up-and-comer.
So there you have what many experts say is the train of the future.
Swift. That train of the future? The monorail. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.